Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is our podcast, Succeeding in Small Town America, hosted by me, Timothy Peterkin. Throughout this podcast, we hope to have inspirational stories by entrepreneurs in small town America. So thanks for joining us today. Today, we have a special guest. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So I want to talk to you about your background and your company, and hopefully you can share some information and insights with our listeners about your journey that can inspire them as well. So tell us about your company.
I have a clothing store. It's a little boutique down in Red Springs. And since I've opened, I can say that it's been great, a great experience. And all I can say is to keep pushing, don't stop, try to keep myself going, try to get as much business as I can get, and just keep, doing what I need to do to stay on top of my business.
Okay. Tell our listeners exactly what's the name of your business.
The name of my business is Glitter Queen Boutique.
Okay. How'd you come with that name?
I always loved glitter, so I knew that I always wanted to open up my own business in a clothing store. So I just kind of put it all together and thought about, glitter, and there's a lot of queens out here, so I just, come up with that, and I thought it was unique and different, so I just love it.
Okay. So how did you get into this business of designing and creating clothing?
Like I said, it's been a great experience. I had to learn new things, but with me learning fashion with the people that I love and people that's around me, that dresses and stuff. So I've always wanted to be the type of person to always make sure that I have something to fit everyone, to make sure they feel unique and beautiful.
Okay, that's excellent. But how did you learn? Was this just natural, or did you have to have someone to show you? How did you learn how to do this?
Well, I went into a lot of different clothing stores around the area, which y'all may know City Trends and Rainbow and Walmart and different things like that. And I've always shopped around and shopped online to see that they had different things. So with me opening my business and it becoming, a boutique, which is like a one-stop shop, I thought of like different styles and different outfits that they might not carry. So that's what made me want to have a boutique, because like I said, it's unique. I will have outfits here that you can't find anywhere else. Like when I say that, I mean like none of the stuff that I have in here, you can't find there. You can't find in different places unless if someone else, that has a maybe a boutique or anything like that. Like I said, a boutique is a one-stop shop, which in my store I only have like that and like an outfit in the small, medium, large. I don't carry like multiple outfits in like a small, medium, large. I prefer to do like one and not order the same outfits or not get the same outfits or not create the same look. So that's what I would say that I learned by shopping around and looking at different places.
Okay, so just observing what's going on and looking at different things and giving you different ideas and inspiration.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you are in Red Springs, North Carolina. It's a pretty small community. It's under 3,000 people. Tell us what made you decide to open up your boutique there.
Well, I've always lived in Red Springs, and we don't have much in Red Springs, but I'm in the middle of everything else, like Fayetteville, Lumberton, Rayford, Laurinburg. I'm right here in the middle of everything, and there was no other boutiques up here in Red Springs, and I thought maybe that if I would, open up that I would have great business and stuff, which I have. People have supported me in the little small town, and it's been great so far. And I just thank, all my customers and everybody that I've had to support me this far, because like I say, I'm in the middle of everything, so I'm like easier to get to. Maybe people don't want to go, but so far, and like I said, I've just always wanted to have my own, little boutique. So where else, better to do it is in my little small town of Red Springs.
Well, I think that's an interesting idea you pointed out, because even if the town is small, when you look at the region, that you feel like there are people who can travel to you in a reasonable amount of time that can actually get to your boutique. So I think that's the interesting point you made, that it's not just this town has a few thousand people, but when you branch out, one of the places you mentioned, like for example, Lawnburg has 15,000 people, and that's a short drive. And so, if you're selling unique products, then you'll get people who will travel to you. So, I think that's an interesting point you made.
Yes, sir. Which I
So
have. I've had people from, like I said, Lawrenceburg, Fayetteville. I've had a lot of people come by. I've had a lot of good business. I've just, tried to make sure, put my business out there more and more and more. And it's not been easy because I have another job, so I have to, try to multitask and, get what I'm supposed to get done, because that's the reason why I opened my business, for it to grow and make sure, that I'm here for the people that have supported me from day one. And I'm just trying to make sure they're always be took care of.
Right. So you said you're like continuing just to put your business out there. What kind of things have you found effective when you did put your business out there?
Basically a lot of social media, a lot of getting my girls in here, getting them dressed up, trying on the outfits. I get like a couple girls to come in, the model for me, and put it out like, on there and have them to post it. I would do like I put some flyers out. I'd always put some cards out where I go. I always try to, put my business in different places. I actually did a couple pop-up shops, like brought a little bit of my inventory to different places, and it actually did good there. I'm actually about to start trying to go like to Raleigh, Charlotte, and places like that, like in the mall, to set up and see how it does there, like do some pop-up shops in different places. That's what I want to do in the future to, get my brand out there more. So if people would like to order online, they could order online. They'll always be able to, see my stuff online and see if they, they like it and what they don't like, and, to stop by at any time that they'll be coming by passing.
Are you doing most of your sales in the store, or do you also do sales online now?
I actually cut out my online for now because it was actually too, like when I would sell online, what was going on with me was, people can order at any time, and then when the inventory is in the store, like I said, I only order like a small, medium, large in that outfit because it's unique. When you think of a boutique, you don't want to wear, you don't want to get the same outfit somebody else has got. So what was going on with that was I would sell it in the store and wouldn't have time to go online to take it off, and somebody else would be ordering it in that size and I wouldn't have it in the store. So I would have to explain, or send their money back or send them something. They would order something else, and that was kind of a lot going on. So I'm trying to figure out another way that I might can do that. But most of my sales come from in-store.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because I was thinking in my mind, I thought that you were doing some more online stuff to sort of get out there. But I hear what you're saying. You have to track inventory changes in order to make sure, because unlike like a big department store, you're focusing on unique products that you have in your store. And so your inventory probably changes a lot, right?
Yes, sir. Like I will always make orders. I try to have something here at least. I was doing every week, but I try to do now every 2 weeks, like I said, because a lot of people stop by, a lot of people buys and stuff. But the thing of it is when I was doing the online, I might not have it. You know, it was kind of too much going on, and I wasn't able to go on there fast enough to take it all, or something like that. But like I said, I did make some online sales, and it did good, but I had to minimize, you know, what I had, unless I, now I could just buy stuff to post online and not sell in the store. But like I said, that would be a lot going on, if you understand, you know, where I'm coming from.
You would have to have two separate sets of products, your in-store products and your online products, to make sure that your inventory was accurate. So I could imagine that would be a lot. I forgot to share this with the listeners, but how long have you been doing this?
I have been, you know, selling and putting myself out there for about 4 years now. I opened up my store here in Red Spring back in 2021, back July the 24th of 2021, and I've been here since then. But before, I was just selling, you know, out of home or trying to get my clients up, and, you know, you got to start somewhere. So I've always been the type of person to try, put myself out there and see how it goes, and it actually went good. Then I was able to get my store, like I said, here in Red Spring in 2021, and it's been great ever since then. I mean, we always have our ups and downs, and we might not have people come when we want to, but like I said, God's been good, and he's always on time.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you kind of showing us that journey, because a lot of us have to figure out how to start. And so you figured out how to start the business, even if it's selling clothes out of your home or just to your family and friends. But once you open up your brick and mortar location, you were able to have a following already. And so I think that's a good strategy for people who are thinking about how do they get into the business. I think that a lot of times people see your success, but they don't know the backstory, right? They don't know that it was a journey to get there. And so I think that's important. You didn't start off by having a store and having these online sales and pop-ups. You started off just getting your name out there and getting your products out there to show people what you could do. And you spent 2 years building a following.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, but like I said, growth is great, and just putting yourself out there as much as possible, trying to get your clientele up, think of ways to put your items out there, you know. And like I said, people will support. I do know that, and it means the people that you maybe might not even know. I've had so many people come in and out of Glitter Queen Boutique since it's been opened in 2021. Like I said, I started before then, but I didn't even have a name or anything. I had to start from somewhere, and it has grown. Like, I have my customers now that come in. They might not come in every single week or every day, but they're going to come, you know, they're going to come back.
Right.
I know this. I've had them come, several people. So like I said, as long as the product's good, the quality is good, and people love it, they're going to come by. And it's just been a blessing.
Well, that's excellent. Tell me, being in a community that's a close-knit community, sort of, I'm thinking about ideas about how you were able to figure out how to have the confidence to be your authentic self.
Well, coming from myself, I didn't have a lot of confidence when I was growing up or in school or anything, but I think that's what got me out of that, you know, not having confidence when I was coming up and always worried about what other people thought and never put myself first. So I just started learning how to love myself more each and every day, because you only live once, and I've always been the type to always listen to what other people had to say, and now I'm just blossom. I have so much confidence in myself. I love me. I had to find myself. So basically now I just, show myself how to love myself each and every day more and more.
So it was just a process. You had to continue to just to keep growing and in that. So it was just a journey for you. Is that
Yeah, it's been a long journey with that.
right? Well, we appreciate you being your authentic self. I think the world needs authentic you and authentic everybody else, and that makes a difference. So to wrap up, I just want you to share how can people find you and how to find your products?
People can find me on, like I said, social media, Glitter Queen Boutique. They can find me on Google on Glitter Queen Boutique. I post every as much as I can when I have new items come in. I post my customers that comes in and out. I post everybody that comes and supports me. I'm always, putting it out there. You can find me in Red Springs, 117 South Main Street, North Carolina 28377. I'm always available. My hours are set. That's basically how you can, find me on Glitter
Okay.
Queen Boutique.
And that's on all the socials, like Instagram and everything.
Yes, sir. That's on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Well, thank you for that. We appreciate you taking the time with us today. I think it's interesting to appreciate that in any environment, a person with quality products, good service, and a good attitude can be successful. And I think you're a great representation of that. And so we appreciate you sharing that and helping people to know that those are the keys to being successful. Sometimes we hear people say in certain communities they can't do certain things and they need hundreds of thousands of people around them in order to get their products to move. But the truth of the matter is, you've had this business basically for 4 years, and you've been in a brick and mortar location for 2 years, and you have absolutely figured out how to work, how to make it work. And I didn't know that you were actually focusing on only the brick and mortar stuff. So that's even a bigger testament to the fact that you're being successful in that community because you're not even relying on online sales. Although we want you to do that in the future, by the way, I think that's a really great moment for growth. But for now, I definitely think that's excellent. So thank you once again. And so you guys check out Glitter Queen Boutique on Facebook and Instagram. And then reach out to Daniel if you're interested in purchasing some of his products. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye now.